Midge, I'll put this to you because as a loyal wife and a partner in this venture, how do you feel when you hear the kinds of questions people like me ask and the kinds of things that people are saying that you read about in the paper and hear about on the radio and television?
At first, I was sort of stunned, and then I realized that we have this tendency today in this world to think that we can speak whatever we want to speak and that our words don't define us. I think our words do define us. And at first I was really, obviously I was like, wow. But it occurred to both of us, I think, that we had a little PR work to do. And we've been working very hard at doing that in terms of the people, as I said, the people we meet in the community are amazing. I think that what people don't know, they ought to find out about. And Paul has been very open about, if you want to ask me some questions, call me and ask me. There isn't anybody we've turned down meeting with. We meet with everybody, even the detractors. And we can't change people's minds. But I want people to know that this, as I said earlier, is a journey. And I think over time, it's evolved to be a faith journey for the two of us.
Well, I think the other thing, Don, that Midge points out very well is change is hard.
Yeah.
Change is hard, and I think leadership is hard, and we see ourselves as leaders. It's impossible for something like this to happen alone. It takes an entire community, and if you've seen our sustainability wheel, there's six or seven real important items. Mm-hmm. We have groups of people like on education and jobs and energy that have been meeting for years trying to formulate how this should come together. So we need leaders to step up. And if you're going to get into this leadership world, you better get used to taking some shots. I think that's sort of the way our world is today, unfortunately, with the –